This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I need to kind of slow my roll today, okay? Because I've got a lot to say. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. I'm absolutely humored when I hear people, look what Christians are responsible for. Look what Christians have done to the world. Look what they did here and look what they did there. And I'm just here to tell you, blaming God, blaming Christians for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. You're blind. You're backwards. You're reprobate. And I'm here to do my best by the power of the Holy One of Israel to open your eyes. Isaiah 10:27, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, and it's the anointing that leads us as well, 1 John 2:27. So we'll be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Before I get to that, I want you to listen carefully, okay? For those that are not paying attention to what's going on here, you notice how the government likes to use terror and these crises, never let them go to waste. You know, they said that out of their own mouths. Well, keep in mind, in many cases, they're, of course, responsible for creating the chaos so they can bring in a new order, right? And if you ever wonder why they want to get rid of cash so they can give you a credit card, and then it went from a credit card to a chip in the credit card to now you got to get a new pass if you want to get an airplane, you notice how it keeps going the direction that they want it to go, and the excuse for every advancement is always some sort of crisis. Have you ever noticed that? And the reason I'm saying all that, isn't it interesting how they're trying to create a cashless society? They're trying to create a monetary system on a global basis through a chip, right? Well, they want to put it now into your bodies. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have CBS propaganda promotes benefits of microchipping. Now, this has been around for a long time. And by the way, back in the 80s, I remember as a kid, as a heathen, as a sinner, I remember hearing about this kind of stuff, how they want to put a chip in you. And of course, back then, you were a conspiracy theorist. And you need to understand, folks, the only people that are calling people that call them out for what they are, you need to understand that it's the media giving cover to the conspirators as they continuously push forth their agenda through the Hegelian dialectic. That means two steps forwards, one step back. And they've been doing this incrementally. When you look at the judgments of God, they're called a siege. And siege means a slow takeover. And it's what we're seeing here today. Okay? Now, getting back to this point, CBS propaganda promotes benefits of microchipping. Does anybody realize that this is completely scriptural? This is all on sonsoflibertymedia.com, by the way. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Revelation 13:17, in that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Okay? Revelation 13:18, the scripture right after 17. Here is wisdom. Let him that understandeth count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. Why is the mainstream media propaganda machine promoting benefits of microchipping? Well, you know, everybody says, well, it's a great idea. Let's put a chip in a child, because if he ever gets lost or she ever gets lost, we'll be able to track them. Yes, you know what? Technology is great, no question about it. But what does man do when he gets a hold of that technology? He perverts it for evil rather than for good. As a matter of fact, to prove the point, look at media. Look at media resources, friends. What are they being used for? They start out, radio started out. Did you know that all the way up until the 50s, friends, what was played on radio was Christian music? Did you know that? And then what happened in the 60s, all of a sudden, you know, once we got television along with radio, radio came first and then television, but all of a sudden what they do, it started out good and then it became perverted. Man perverted it little by little by little by little. Folks, listen, Jesus didn't commit himself to man because he knew it was in man. And I suggest that you take the same course. Don't trust man. And I also suggest going back to this article on sonsoflibertymedia.com that CBS, the propaganda machine, promoting benefits of microchipping. And I just gave you Revelation 13:17 and 13:18. Read them so you understand what's in play here. I strongly suggest that we get back to a cash-filled society. Fill your pockets with money. They always say it's for your safety and security to have a credit card and a chip. But what is it dwindling down into? And what is it through crisis that they are corralling the people on a global basis into? This very thing that I'm talking about right now, microchipping. Shut it down, America. Shut it down, 53 countries that are listening to me, because it's not a game. You need to understand that this is all in Scripture. It's a part of Revelation and prophecy, and we're seeing it come to pass. We've seen it for a long time. During in the 30s, what they used? They used tattoos. Well, people thought, well, that was the number. Well, it was for that certain era, for that time. But now they come up with the capabilities, friends, and the technology to actually put a chip into people's bodies. And by the way, kids don't have them yet, but they are putting these microchips in the shoes of kids. They want to desensitize you. They want you to believe that it's for the better of your children. They're already doing it in animals. And is it effective? Oh, yeah, it's effective. It's cool. It's cool technology. But again, beware of man. That's the best way to say it. Beware of man. Okay? I'm getting this right now. We're doing live radio, and the Holy Ghost is kicking this up right now. Go to Ephesians 4:14. And what does it say? It says, King James Version, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine of men. Because it says right after that, friends, by the sleight of men. And keep in mind, this is applicable to what I'm talking about, because the Lord said in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven, the corrupt doctrine of the Herodians, corruption in government, and the Pharisees, corruption in the church. Okay? It says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Okay? To deceive. They always want to sell it to you as being advantageous, friends, but what is it advantageous for? The purpose of evil, the purpose of good. Beware of men, Ephesians 4:14. We're going to come right back. I want to highlight some more things off of sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to get over to blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting into over 117 cities across the United States of America and into 53 countries. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show. Friends, I want to let you know that we are doing a test run on YouTube, and we are running these channels full bore right now to see how we do on live radio. You can view us, you can watch us, you can laugh at us, you can leave comments on live chat, whatever the case is, it's available. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, just click onto the YouTube right there. We're live right now. You can watch it all day long if you'd like to, 24/7 on a daily basis. It's changed over every hour or every day. And then we also have the Forts News. Thank you to Michael Roach over there. Thank you for your trust. We appreciate it. Again, YouTube, check us out online, Sons of Liberty Media, or go over to Before It's News. Also want to let you know you can check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Also go over to our Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube page. You're going to love it. Don't take it from me. Tell us what you think and listen to what other people might have to say about it, because that's what they're saying. I don't like to give myself accolades in any sense of the word, but I am pleased that people are being touched by these videos. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. We're going to be talking about blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness in just one moment. But I want you to hear as to what the media blackout is concerning the topics going across the country given to yours truly, that would be you, from over, I can't even tell you, 20 different contributors from across the United States of America, from preachers to constitutional attorneys to warriors in the culture war, so on and so forth. We don't have a bunch of paper tigers over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, so check it out. We're telling you what they're trying to conceal, namely the CIA-controlled media. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, this is where I'm going to slow my roll just a little bit. In Dearborn, Michigan, mom is protesting supremacist all-halal meat policy at public schools and U.S. Arab capital. Nothing funny about the headline, by the way. I don't think that's funny at all. People think that this is some sort of game with this influx of Middle Easterns coming into America today. If you pay attention to what they're doing, they're not playing games. And I want to let you know, neither am I. So if you want to take this lightly, you go ahead and do that on your own time, and you can go ahead and jeopardize your own family. But as for me and my house, we're not going to be doing that, okay? This is some serious stuff going on. We just found out in Dearborn, friends, that they taxpayers in Michigan are going to be paying for halal meat to appease the Muslims. I shared with you yesterday on the radio as well, that Muslims are demanding Kentucky Fried Chicken to alter the Colonel's secret recipe. Folks, again, this isn't a game. These people are not here to assimilate. Okay? They are here to conquer. This is the history of these people. If you ever look at the time, well, if you take the time to see how Thomas Jefferson dealt with them, you can understand the severity and how dangerous this is concerning what we're tolerating in the country. In Minneapolis, St. Paul area today, friends, people are beginning to finally wake up to what they should have dealt with a long time ago, because they're bringing their culture in with them, okay? They're not the victims. They're the perpetuators of the crime. Go ahead again and listen, friends, to what's going on, and look as to what's going on in Europe and what's beginning to take place in America today. Dearborn, Michigan, mom protests supremacist al-halal meat policy at public schools in U.S. Arab capital. By the way, you also need to know, you know who's helping these people along? That subversive organization that got a pass many years ago in this country, like that of Planned Parenthood, American Civil Liberties Union. It's a communist organization. Just ask the founder, Roger Baldwin, the end of the ACLU is communism. They're helping the Muslim kids have their way in public schools, prayer time, to wash their feet, so on and so forth. They get to wear their clothes, their Muslim clothes, so on and so forth, friends. Because it's advantageous to what they think they're going to have control of. See where men fail? This is where men fail. All men fail, okay? They think that they're going to do something, or they're going to use a particular people like the homosexuals, or now the Muslims, or the communists, or the atheists, or whatever other group of people they want to use that are at war with God. It's a war they're going to lose. That's what history teaches us, and I praise God for it. Read Psalm 2 when you get a moment. But it's interesting how they mean to use these people as a political battering ram to bring about the crisis that they need to bring in more control. Also keep in mind, have you ever noticed that the more the people have become demoralized and immoral through the media in Hollywood, which is all illegal, pornography has been illegal in this country since 1968, the list goes on, all this Playboy and the Hustler and all this filthy garbage they're letting in to basically drain the faucet on the people concerning their filth to demoralize them. It's all about control over the people. The more I can demoralize you, friends, the more I have control over you. You need to understand that's how this works. As a matter of fact, it's funny that that just came up, and I need to get this done in this segment here, but I just had a picture pop up in Ohio, of all places. There's an LGBTQ Muslim who won Board of Education race in Ohio. It shows you that the gays are out there doing it. Shows you the Muslims are out there doing it. It shows you how the two foxes, their tails are being tied together. You know, it kind of reminds me of Herod when he met Pontius Pilate, who was responsible for crucifying the Christ. They were both just as guilty. You should see their end, by the way. But it's interesting to note how they became friends when Jesus came on the scene. And they became friends to unite against the Christ, right? The kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. Well, what was the end for all of them that do that, friends? It's not good. So I'm going back to the point that the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to usher in the Muslims. Well, we have a LGBTQ Muslim that just won the Board of Education race in Ohio. And I wrote on there, now for those that want to apologize to me, here it is. This is an abomination. I told you that the gays were using or being used to open the door for the Muslims because they're systematically and methodically doing exactly what the Muslims or the homosexuals are doing. First the gays, the American people gave them a pass. God says it's an abomination. It's a felony in every state, but you gave them a pass and look what's right behind it. That's why the Lord called it an abomination. And look how these people are being used to attack anybody that dares speak out against their perversion. Now the homosexuals want to normalize pedophilia. Okay? And now the Muslims are coming out and talking about how they're gay. Right? You know, they're talking out of both sides of their mouths. They talk about executing homosexuals. And then they talk about how they're gay themselves. Oh, folks, it's all confusion to face. Why? Because we have left off our God. But it's common sense for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. So, folks, the point is they're being used as a political battering ram. No matter who they use as a political battering ram, they always think that they're going to have control at the end of the day. But I got a question for all of you, the good guys and the bad guys. What does history teach us? It teaches us that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It also teaches us, church, that the seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere. See, the world, friends, is the anvil. The world, folks, is the hammer that constantly pounds on the church, which is the anvil. That's right. The church is the anvil. The world is the hammer. What needs to be replaced? The hammer, not the anvil. And so it is with the church today, friends. They want to go ahead and try their luck. They think they've got technology now to beat the Holy One of Israel. Are you kidding me? They're not. What's their end? I can tell you their end before it even comes to pass. You all can, because the Bible tells us what happens to men that want to dare the justice of God by thinking that they're going to get one over on him this time. Those that dig the hole, they themselves will fall into it. Okay? And as George Whitefield rightly said, friends, all politics aimed at the church will end in self-destruction. Learn devil. Learn devils, period. Going to the next headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com. So we have a mom protesting halal meat in a public school in Dearborn. The truth about Muhammad that ignorant Americans need to know. You better know pretty soon, friends, before it's all gone. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, just in Harlem, we have a Muslim, an Ethiopian immigrant, who beheaded his wife and his five-year-old daughter. Then he goes and hangs himself. This is just broadcast, friends, this morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I already highlighted, friends, that we have the Muslims demanding Kentucky Fried Chicken to alter the Colonel's secret recipe. Folks, you want to dare the justice of God, you can go ahead and do that, but do it without me, okay? I'm doing my job by blowing the trumpet. Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, government shuts down human rights group for slandering Islam. You better get a hold of the government, friends, because you are the government.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming a possible Democratic presidential run by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
He's not going to do well, but I think he's going to hurt Biden, actually. But he doesn't have the magic to do well. Little Michael will fail.
President Trump there speaking at the White House before heading off to Georgia. Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie says that, like the rest of the country, a number of veterans continue to struggle with opioid addiction.
On the opioid front, we have not been immune to the crisis that has impacted the United States. But in the last year and a half, we have reduced the number of opioid prescriptions at VA by 51%.
Wilkie speaking in Washington, D.C. ahead of the Veterans Day holiday on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I just want to highlight this again. This is live radio, just heard during the break, friends. Do you notice how they're just handing up the arch enemy of Donald Trump at will? Now it's former homosexual mayor Michael Bloomberg, right? And I just, for those that are too stupid, literally, to understand what's going on here, what happened to the 200 other people that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? Why is it that we're only hearing about the candidates that they want to put up? And why are they only offering up candidates that Americans hate? Because that's how you lead through opposition. They're driving support to Donald Trump. Period. And his followers, oh my goodness, friends. I thought it was bad when you called out Barack Hussein Obama for his corruption. His followers, they see no evil and they hear no evil, and that to their own demise. They get what they've got coming. They get what they've got coming. As long as it's not a Democrat, right? Unconstitutional Democrat that's stripping them of their God-given rights, then somehow or another, then it's justifiable. It's a good thing as long as a Republican, unconstitutional Republican is doing it. I mean, folks, whoa. You know what? I get these people contending with me about stuff like I'm saying right now, and that's all I do is just ask them to justify their debate that they've created in their mind. And they received it from the media that they don't believe, they say. But, I just asked the question, can you show me constitutionally where you're justifying your conversation? And you know what, friends? I never hear from them again. And yet they continuously go back to their vomit, and they continuously get caught up into the game that they're the pawn on the board where they're being played by ill-designing men. But I guess it's just okay. My goodness, Americans, wake up. Michael Bloomberg, anti-gun Michael Bloomberg, know what they're doing like communists do. They put him out there as the bad guy. They want to put him out there in the limelight. And this is how they make them known amongst the people. They did it with Ilhan Omar. They're still doing it with Ilhan Omar. They did it with Rashida Tlaib. They did it with Pelosi. Folks, they're all wicked, they're all anti-American, they're all working for special interest groups, and nothing by the good guy has been done to indict them or charge them for their crimes outside of just merely slamming them. And you have the right, as they're called today, right? Self-confessed right, claiming they have all the answers. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they're just yesterday's liberals. They're just as worthless as what they call the left. Because when you look at the left is the fruit of the right and what they've left off. Did you not understand that? I mean, I see people's posts all day. It's like, did you not understand that? Did you not understand when John Adams, the second president, said the greatest evil under the Constitution is the right-left paradigm? It's unconstitutional. But you keep getting caught up into it. And then you keep getting the same results. And then you try to figure out why are we getting the same results, especially for those that put themselves up as being the good guy. And then there's no change brought about. It gets worse and worse and worse because they're all hand-delivered up by the same powers. Both paradigms, friends. When you get back to the law and to the enumerated law found in the Constitution, which is based off of common law, the Word of God, the Ten Commandments, and you enforce it, people, you're the government in dealing with your said representatives that are perverting the Constitution and tearing down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own devilish image. Only then, when you bring justice that they leave undone, America, then will things begin to change. Read Isaiah 59, because it's exactly where the American people are. It's their sins that have separated them between them and their God. They're trying to figure out why there's no judgment. They're trying to figure out why they're on crooked paths, why it's continuously an oppressive means that are falling down on the people by the very people that they put up with over and over and over and over again. Gosh, I'm embarrassed for the stupidity that I see in this country. Just this morning, folks, I'm going off just what I just heard on the news. You know, it shows a picture of Steny Hoyer, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. It says Steny Hoyer was 80 years old. He's been in office for 38 years. He's been corrupting the U.S. Constitution for 83 years. Or I'm sorry, for 38 years. 38 years. Nancy Pelosi, 79 years old. She's been in office for 39. She's been in the office for 39 years. You have Chuck Schumer. He's 68 years old. He's been in office for 38 years. That's 108 combined years in Congress. The question I have for you is, what have they done in magnifying the law against crime? They have done just the exact opposite for 38 years, and the American people still don't understand what the problem is. And it's interesting, they get $174,400 every year, but for some reason or another, they're in there for a year or two and they become very wealthy millionaires. Could it be inside trading? Could it be because they're selling the American people down the river? Come on! Judge them by their fruits and use a little common sense, America. Michael Bloomberg, really? The powers that be deliver him over as if to suggest he is a legitimate candidate? No, they already know these people are hated by Americans. They already know they're not going to win anything, just like that of Hillary Clinton. But they put up Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, delivered to you by the same powers that be, and they hand deliver them to you as if to suggest you have a choice. No, I'm putting everything I just said into the next point with a question mark. Where are the other 200 people that are running for the presidency of the United States of America that are legitimate candidates? You haven't heard from them because the media and the powers that be don't want you to know that you have real options. It's that simple. Like Spurgeon said, of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. No, choose the candidate that you mean to have in office, not the one that's been delivered up to you by the very media, folks, that nobody trusts. Gosh. Man, I'm serious when I say this. I'm embarrassed for some of you people. I'm embarrassed for what I see you post. You're drinking the Kool-Aid. And rest assured, nothing's going to change, but things are going to get worse. They are going to get worse. And why are they going to get worse? Because you still haven't figured out the game that you're being played. You're the pawn on the board. You're the game. You're the one that they're controlling. I just seen something here yesterday by a fellow preacher, and he's exactly right. And he was talking about, well, as long as it's not a Republican selling us out and it's a Democrat selling us out, then I guess it's okay. Whoa. Well, can you make that up? No, you really can't make that up. You can't, folks. You can't make it up. You just can't make up what's going on here. You just can't make up how people are so dummied down and willfully dummied down. Gosh. 1-866-582-9933. Been waiting for somebody to set me straight. I'll show you the fruit. I'll make reference to the founding documents. Do your best to bring it. But bring it because I want to see it too. And I'm talking about the fruit of the good that's been done during this brand new administration. The agenda goes forward regardless of who's in the office. Why? Because the Lord's going to have his way in judgment. It's just that simple. It really is. Folks, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. During my radio show sometime back, I was talking about how blaming God for all the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for darkness. In other words, God is blamed for the evils in this world rather than the good he gave and still gives through Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and that he continues to give through his mercy on a daily basis. There's nothing, folks, we're talking about a just and a holy God here. And we hear this kind of ignorant rhetoric continuously, blaming God for the evils of the world. Look at, you know, I said during the first segment, look at the Christians have done. It's a lack of Christianity. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Noah Webster, History, page 339. Did you hear that? All the evils that are in the world, all the miseries that are in the world, all the evils and miseries that men suffer from concerning vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Yeah, but look at our forefathers. They had slaves. Well, put that into context, number one. I know that Thomas Jefferson had slaves, but they were all armed slaves. He said they were a part of their family. George Washington married Martha, who brought slaves to the marriage. Once she died, they were all set free. Not justifying any of that. But know the difference between slavery and indentured servants as well. That's important, because when we're talking about the Word of God, you got to bring it into context. But folks, slavery is an abomination. It's an abomination. Nobody can right or justify that wrong. Nobody can. Absolutely not. The Bible says all nations are one blood. I don't care, nor does my Father care what color you are. He created you for his purpose. Period. Period. It's amazing what people will get caught up into. But I want you to understand something real quick before I get into this, following the final segment. Folks, it's because people neglect and despise the Bible that there's evil in the world. So don't blame God for the choices that you make. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Deuteronomy 30:19, by the way. We'll be right back after this break. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I could do another hour show today, friends. I'm telling you, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness, period. God is blamed for the evils in the world rather than the good that he gave, created, and still gives and creates through Jesus Christ, his son, John 3:16. And again, that he continues to give through his mercy on a daily basis. Read Psalm 103. I want you to listen to this. There's a story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened a small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. After waiting for his flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. To his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down and took a cookie out of the tin and ate it. Yes! He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. Friends, the audacity of this woman, different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, presumptuous, flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. And in an instant, he realized that we are the brazen, the rude, and the impudent persons. Folks, he had been eating cookies, the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had, in truth, been very gracious. When you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, let me say that again. When you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, don't blame the devil for the choices you make, friends. You'll find that it is man and sin that man chooses to commit, which are responsible for the evil in the world. Read James 1:12. Not God. Hey, friends, man's not following the rule of God's government. That's the very reason evil exists in the world today, as I just read off from Noah Webster when he said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, war, proceed from their despising or their neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Precept means to, it defines out as being that which God has entrusted us with, okay? He's caused us to be the dominion over the work of our hands, under Him, right? Christ is the head, who is the head of all principality and power, and we grow up into Him. We're complete in Him, okay? I just want to make sure you understand where the power is coming from. But when we adhere to Him, as we walk in Him, keeping His commandments, out of love for Him and His sacrifice, we walk by His power. And we've been given all authority and all power over the works of the enemy. So with that said, there are so many wars within, and there's so many wars without that could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek, power under control, King of glory. And yet, because he rebels, man, war continues, and man has the audacity to blame God. I want you to think about that. What are we talking about right now? Blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. It's offensive when I hear people talk like that. It's baseless. It's ignorance in action. Willful blindness. These people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it, right? They want to blame somebody for the choices that they made. Hey, folks, they want to blame the devil. They want to blame their neighbor. They want to blame government. They want to blame the church. But they don't want to take responsibility. That's why people blame God. Okay? Do you remember Adam and Eve? What did they say? The woman that you gave me. It was the serpents. They pointed their finger at everybody but themselves. And God was looking at them. And that's what the law of God is for. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. It's a mirror that shows us our sin before a just and a holy God. Hey, I want to do this. I want to go through the Ten Commandments to see the reason for the evils in this world. Number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I'm asking you, do you serve other gods? What is your heart attached to? Because that's truly the God that you serve. Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. I want to tell you something, friends. Your God doesn't exist. Period. Do you serve a God that overlooks lying, stealing, adultery, so on and so forth? Because if you are, it's a figment of your imagination. Again, He doesn't exist. Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. It means you better practice what you preach. Okay? You're going to call yourself a Christian? The Lord's going to hold you to it. And what does He say right after that? For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Again, do you practice what you preach? Number four is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Hey, friends, do you honor God, hold him in high esteem by giving your heart to him and your hand to man? Folks, the Sabbath day is it's no servile works. In other words, no works done for yourself. But it's still a day in which we honor God and mankind in servitude towards Him. We're called to be servants, church. Number five is, honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It's the first commandment with promise. Do you hold your parents in high esteem? As so far as they follow the Lord, you honor them. Number six is, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Look what the law said. The law says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Sin is breaking God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Jesus said, the law said in Matthew 5, thou shalt not kill. But Jesus said, I say unto you, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Folks, if you retain the sins of men, the Lord said He would retain yours. Number seven is, thou shalt not commit adultery. And Jesus said, that's what the law said. Jesus said in Matthew 5 that even if you look at a woman or a man to lust after them, you've already committed adultery with them in your hearts. I want to show you how he magnified law over grace. He showed you the value of your eye. He said, if one of your eyes offend thee, cast it out and cast it from thee, for it's better for you to go into hell with one, right? Then it's better for you to go into heaven, I'm sorry, with one than into hell with both. See how he magnified the law. He showed you the value of your eyes. Would you sell me one of your eyes for $1 million? Anybody with a bit of common sense would say, no way. I wouldn't sell you one of my eyes for all the money in the world. There's a smart man. There's a smart man because he understands the value. Jesus used that as a parable that you might understand law of grace. Number 8 is thou shalt not steal. Have you ever stolen something of great value or small value, friends? It doesn't matter. If I ask my little boy, what's the difference between robbing a bank and stealing $10 from your dad's wallet? Well, in the sight of God, it matters not. It may be in value, friends, but the bottom line is stealing before God. And the Lord said, if your hand offends thee, cut it off. For it's better for you to go into heaven maimed than it is for you to go into hell with both. Again, okay? Number 9 is thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Have you told a lie before? How many lies do people have to tell before they consider themselves liars? 1. Not 10 and a bell goes off, folks. Number 10 is this. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. That means to desire, to lust after that which does not belong unto you. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, your manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. But I got a question for you. Have you ever lusted after something that does not belong to you? Read Exodus 20. It's all there, friends. It's all there. Have you despised or neglected God's holy laws and precepts contained in the Bible? Therein lies the evil that prevails. So before blaming a merciful God for the darkness that man is responsible for, we might want to take a step back and realize that it was God the Father that gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for man's evil towards God's holy law, John 3:16, in order to establish the light through him. I'm putting this into perspective. Are we saved by keeping the law? Nope. We're saved by extracting the fruit as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ by faith. Not by works. Augustine said, the law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. When I go to Romans 5, what comes to my aid is, moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. That's what's happening right now. The offense is abounding. But the Bible also says, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Okay? Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, because what I did is I used the law to drive you to him. Where it can do no more. The law is used to drive men to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, where they put their faith in Jesus Christ. Again, where the law can do no more. And folks, I grow therein by. Because we're saved by grace, through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. And we're created unto him for what? His workmanship. Okay? So, next time you hear somebody say, you know what, God and God's kids are, they're responsible for all this evil that's going on in the world. Folks, put a check on them and set the record straight, because blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. He's a holy God, and he's my daddy, so don't call my dad names. Love you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.